Talk Breakfast. The kickoff with Steve Hothersall.
Radio City Talk.
Huge game for Liverpool tonight. They face Hoffenheim in the qualifying round for the Champions League, and they've got a tough task on their hands as well. Hoffenheim, who finished fourth in the Bundesliga last year, are the opponents. It's the away fixture first. 7:45 is the kickoff. Let's talk to a man who knows all about Hoffenheim. He's a former German keeper, and he's now head of international relations and scouting for Hoffenheim, Lutz Pfannenstiel. Morning to you, Lutz.
Good morning.
Thanks for your time. It's a great tie, isn't it? These two teams should really give each other a run for their money.
Yeah, I think it's a bit of a tough draw. I don't think that both teams are too excited about the way the draw happened. We could have wished for something easier. But at the end of the day, I think for Hoffenheim, it's the biggest game of our very young history of the club. And to get drawn against Liverpool, to have the opportunity to measure ourselves with the big boys, I think it's just a bonus for a very, very good last season.
You say a young history of the club, and you've got a very young manager who's making great waves. Of course, the Bundesliga or Germany seems to be producing young managers, but in Julian Nagelsmann, you've got a guy who was appointed at the age of just 28. I mean, he's only 30 now, but he was voted the coach of the year for the last season.
Yeah, I would say when he took over, we were really, really struggling about to not just fight relegation, we were really, really struggling, nearly went down, but he saved us, and since then, he completely turned our luck over. We started to win games, we also started to play very attractive football, and in the end of the day, his kind of style of play, his style of coaching, it really made a massive impact, and he transformed an average team into quite a good team in the Bundesliga, and yeah, I still believe that the Bundesliga is just as tough as the English Premier League. So from that point, I think he did a great job.
But what is his style? Because I can't imagine it's very easy being a 28 or a 30-something man trying to control a group of players. Often it's the more experienced, mature gentleman who has that managerial role. But what is his style?
Well, I think he has a very, very mature way of presenting himself, talking to the players. One of the big things I think about his big strength is that he really manages to make every single player better, even players who are a little bit older than him. He manages to give them solutions when he stops the training session and explains. So he has a very, very good eye of that. And of course, he speaks the language of the players because he's still a very, very young man himself. But, lots of people think he's an inexperienced coach because of his age, but he had to stop playing football at a very young age because of injury. So he's already in coaching since a long time, and he went through the ranks in Hoffenheim. And I think that we really have a top-class manager, but so does Liverpool as well.
Yeah, I would imagine you've spent a lot of time with Julian Nagelsmann. What sort of football does he like? Is it anything like Jurgen Klopp's?
Well, I think it's a bit of everything, he doesn't have this style he always plays. He really kind of like decides on what team we play, exactly what kind of style, what of tactic he uses. So with Jurgen Klopp, I think you roughly know what you get because he plays that 150% football where everybody is chasing and pressing and really pressuring the opponent. While with Julian Nagelsmann, it's more a style which really depends on the training week, depends on the opponent. That's the way he prepares every single week on the case of what opponents we have to play. And that made him also very difficult for other coaches to actually read his tactics to come.
I've been reading up on what he likes tactically and how he sort of prepares his players, and he's a little bit of an innovator, isn't he? A revolutionary in terms of the training sessions which he holds.
Yes, definitely. I mean, his sessions are not just based on a very, very high physical intensity. The players, they need to think a lot. So if you have a player who can't concentrate or a player who cannot remember the automatic things he wants, then the player is struggling. So it's a very intensive training for the head, but also for the body. And he asks the players for a lot, but the players are really into that. the players are willing to learn. And, you know, we also have to consider we have quite a young squad. So the players really, really, they kind of like biting on his approach of the training sessions. And as I said before, he manages to improve every player since he took over. Every player in the squad gets better. And that's a very, very special skill, I think, a manager has to have.
He uses something called the Footbone Nort Training Centre. And balls are hit to players at speed to improve their control and decision-making. And everything is sort of analysed on iPads, where he'll sort of train, rewind the iPad, play the clip again on the screen to players. Is it quite a different method which he's using here?
Well, I think, you know, innovation is one of the big things in Hoffenheim. I mean, we are a young club, also our main sponsor, or basically the owner of Hoffenheim comes from the IT business, where sports innovation is a big case. So we're using all that kind of tools in all departments, scouting, but also medical, physical, everything in there. And Julian is a very, very modern coach. He likes to try things. And I think with the things you just mentioned, that's all important parts which we're including in our training session. But at the end of the day, you don't win a game on a computer. You don't win a game on an iPad. You still have to play football and you still have to prepare to play it.
Tell us a little bit about the team, Lutz. Who is it that Liverpool fans should be looking out for within that Hoffenheim side?
Well, I think it's actually a little bit different than in most of the German teams. When you're looking at Bayern Munich, everybody talks about Lewandowski, for example. We do not have that kind of star players in our team. You know, it's a relatively young squad with a few experienced players. And I would really say that the star of Hoffenheim is actually the team. The way they play football together, the way they play as a unit. So to pick out one or two players, I think it would be unfair to the others, because we really had last year that big success, the highest finish in the Bundesliga. We only did it because the team effort worked really well. It gelled together, and that was the only possibility to actually go that far. We don't have that highly paid superstar players like, for example, Liverpool has or Bayern Munich has. That's why we have a different approach to the kind of, I would say, the way we strategically planning our squad.
But you lost a couple of players to Bayern Munich, didn't you? A couple of your key players.
Yeah, I mean, this is one of the difficult things for a club like Hoffenheim, that if a big club knocks on the door, like a few years ago, I think you remember well, when Liverpool signed Roberto Firmino. With Süle and Rudi, two national players actually going to Bayern Munich. It is normal that we will lose that kind of young top players to the bigger clubs. So we need to kind of like adjust ourselves. We're bringing lots of players to our youth system. And the last 2-3 years, we really were fortunate with signing players for not big transfer fees, and they developed into top Bundesliga players. I mean, Sandro Wagner and Kerem Demirbay, for example, we brought in. They both became national players last year after signing for us. So we are in the situation that we have to develop our own players, and we can't really to sign a replacement for a player like Süle or for a player like Rudi. That is very, very difficult. So we have to create our own.
Is this one of the biggest moments in the sort of the brief history of Hoffenheim if they were to get into the Champions League, Lutz?
No, it's not just one of the biggest moments. Today is the biggest game of our history. There is no doubt. You know, everybody's extremely excited about that game today. Yes, we played against Bayern Munich. Yes, we played against Borussia Dortmund. But now having a team like Liverpool, where everybody in the world follows and knows, suddenly in our stadium, you know, it's a very, very special day. I think not just the players, but also the whole city, the fans, they're really, really burning and looking forward. They can't wait for 8:45 German time or 7:45 English time to arrive. And really, really see when we're playing against a team like Liverpool, how good we are, what we really can do. And and then see, I mean, obviously, if you reach that stage of the competition, then it would be wrong to say, well, we are the underdog and let's see what happens. No, of course, you want to reach the Champions League group stage. That's the big aim. And of course, it doesn't make it easier when Liverpool is the opponent. But at the end of the day, you know, it's two games and everything is possible.
This is Radio City Talk. Rock, sport and talk for Liverpool.
This is Radio City Talk.